Morning. Well, it's another beautiful, hot July day, isn't it? We've had a few of them. And this morning, we're in our third sermon on Romans, and Paul is hot and confusing. But we're going to try to straighten out a little bit of that this morning. I want you to turn to Romans 7. To one of the most convoluted passages I've ever read. We're going to start with verse 14 and try to read that and then unwrap it a little bit. For we know, says Paul, that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin, for I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law. That's good. So now it's no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want, it's what I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind, and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. And these are God's words through Paul. May he add his blessing to this partial reading of his holy word. Let's pray together. Good morning, Father. Well, I thank you for Paul. But I thank you for the discernment to figure out what Paul says. So help us this morning to hear your word as you want us to hear your word through the apostle. And let the words of my mouth and the meditations of every heart here be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. This morning's lesson is called, You Can't Do It. Anyone here remember the movie called The Waterboy? Adam Sandler? There was a character in that movie who spoke with this thick Creole accent, and every time Sandler was doing something or another, he'd say, you can't do it! That's not the case today in Paul's lesson. Paul wrote as many as 13 books of the New Testament. Only Luke has written more words. And yet the great theologian comes to the 7th chapter of Romans and he says, I don't understand what I do. I don't understand what I do. And then he says, I'm a prisoner of the law of sin. I don't know about you, but that's not what I needed to hear from Paul. Now we're going to talk about those remarks some this morning, and it's part of a longer lesson that really started in Romans 6. And goes through chapter 8. And in those chapters,